Hi, this is Carrie for Res Life. One thing we all need to remember is that today will pass and tomorrow will come. This is particularly important when you think about the final tomorrow and the second coming of Jesus. It makes the hardships and low times we have now seem small. Quote, "Remember how it was with you in the past? In those days after God's light had shone on you, you suffered many things, yet were not defeated by the struggle. You were at times publicly insulted and mistreated, and at other times you were ready to join those who were being treated in this way. You shared the sufferings of prisoners, and when all your belongings were seized, you endured your loss gladly because you knew that you still possessed something much better, which would last forever. Do not lose your courage then, because it brings with it a great reward. You need to be patient in order to do the will of God and receive what he promises. For as the scripture says, just a little while longer, and he who is coming will come. He will not delay. My righteous people, however, will believe and live. But if any of them turns back, I will not be pleased with them." We are not people who turn back and are lost. Instead, we have faith and are saved. End quote. Hebrews 10:32-39. So continue living for God and trust that he will lift your heart by giving you fulfillment in your service to him. He intends nothing but the best for you and me.